对了，
群主席，嗯，
当主席，当主席，你能搞不对了？
当搞不对了是，嗯，那这样的，马上那的，但不你全部没人不写，他个对你写的，可多给他个那不写。
But at the point when we apply these terms, essential purity and spontaneity, to the ultimate truth, the special ultimate truth of the old translation school, then at this point, yeah. It is the fundamental innate mind of clear light, which is primordial and fundamental, whereas conventional truths are all other phenomena that are adventitious in relation to that. Thus here, the ultimate truth is a matter of an other emptiness, rather than speaking of... So this type of ultimate truth is a union itself of the emptiness of inherent existence and this fundamental innate mind of clear light. Thus, Thus, although there are instances in which the term essential purity refers to the basic mind, in this particular context it refers to the emptiness of inherent existence as it is set forth in the middle wheel, these being the Madhyamaka teachings. Now, even though the term spontaneity can be identified as referring to the final aim of the third wheel of the teaching, even though this is not clearly set forth in the third teaching and is only clearly set forth in highest yoga tantra. And different scholars have different ways of interpreting these. So thus, in terms of the basis, one has the essential purity and spontaneity. Then in terms of the path that are meditated respectively in dependence upon these, in dependence upon essential purity, one cultivates breakthrough. In dependence upon spontaneous appearance, one cultivates the path called leap over. So then, just as in the basis there was the essential purity and the nature of spontaneity, and at the time of the path there were the two respective factors of breakover and leapover, so at the time of the fruit there is the essential purity of the truth body of inner illumination and the spontaneity of the complete enjoyment body of outer illumination.
Mm. Kosara. Tukan to father service nungi.
Tukan.
Tukan be. Tukan dilal hawa mebe. Dilal hawa tama me. Sene. Ta? Tanti ki tama chaju bari. Tusum kiya be shay tujan dilal hawa tama me.
Thus it says, though the conqueror presences, though the Buddhas of the three times consulted together, they would have no instructional advice exceeding this. This indicates the greatness of this path.
Kangdar, Tadjuyani, Namjin Tube Tumumayin Beda, Nyelengi Tushayundu, Ta, Numatajitibe Vesay, Nyachila Reguyari.
In any case, when one speaks about the substantial cause of the omniscient consciousness of a Buddha, there is no way for this not to be the fundamental innate mind of clear light. Until one can make use of the fundamental innate mind of clear light in the path, there is no way at all of actualizing Buddhahood. Since the texts of the great completeness system explain this distinctive technique of identifying and making use of the artifice level of the basic mind, even while the six consciousnesses are operating, and thereby having a very speedy path for gradually manifesting the fundamental innate mind of clear light. This is a great distinctive feature of the great completeness system. This is a revealed text. It's a treasure that is gathered from the vastness or the sphere or the expanse of basic knowledge. Thus, this treasure itself is a sport of the basic knowledge, and it is a treasure quite unlike any treasure dug up from the earth and so forth. It is the final word of Garab Dorje. Then the commentary makes mention of the transmissions of the teaching, the three transmissions. These three great lamas. Longjin Rabjam, Jigme Lingba, and Jigme Gyawa Nyugo.
Dedebe menga seji yinshu, nyingi tigli tabundi nyamsun milinbe kansa la tendo pangshin. Tama sota sashin. Nadu nyamsun la ne seji ge sanje jube kansa la midendo pangbena. Nyingi pula dado ja, sabdun yinu, nyingi tam, nyingdom yinu, tenjine, tenay yawa madoji. Tama sakso manjuji. Kaba shiri jebi keshu chungse jawa rishik zozo.
So thus in the last lines it says, conversation of the heart, it is heart conversation. Do not lose this essential meaning, essence of meaning. Do not neglect the instructions. Thus is the distinctiveness of the wise, glorious king.
As Sajer was asked, since, I think, sometime back. I think more than 1 year. Now, since you see, there's not much time, so I thought this teaching, I'm quite short, but there's great substance. So I thought might be good for give teaching on this what called text. And then five questions. Not all. Not much time now. Questions stimulate.
Your Holiness, as a Roman Catholic Christian, I have found nothing. I have found from my study of Buddhism for a year that the Buddhist presentation of love agrees entirely with the love as Jesus taught it. Please, would you kindly tell me how you feel about this question? I think that the type of love and compassion, for instance, with compassion within, let's see, as identified as the wish that a being who is seen as suffering be free from suffering and its causes, that this type of compassion or love is the same in both. But then there are compassions that are influenced and enhanced by the philosophical view, and because there's a difference in view, it would seem that then there would come to be a difference in these other levels of compassion. For instance, there is a compassion called compassion observing sentient beings who are qualified by a lack of substantial existence. And then there's another level of compassion which is called compassion observing sentient beings who are qualified by one's understanding that they lack inherent existence. Because of the difference in philosophical view, I would think that perhaps on this level there would be a difference. Your Holiness said that it is best to practice at the level of meditation that is right for you. How do you find out what this level is? One practice in order to investigate.
One way to identify.
One way to identify what the proper level is to implement the practice and implement various practices and see what are most effective for you. Perhaps also there will be ways of investigating dreams to see
or some other means
to see what's most effective.
The
most important thing is to see what brings about a change in your mind. If it is the case that
there's been a change already, I mean, it's not necessarily a big change, but somehow, 수부스 나서 수
effective
effective 그래 봐 남산 change 이렇게 맞잖아요 다들만 law 인지 소스 쓰면 구조도 교주도 되게 말해 이나야 아다 디드문에 레스탄바로 지 소스 지 운동 왔습니다 어
it wouldn't necessarily have to be any big change or but of one's really feeling being moved from say reading about or hearing yeah. about a certain practice. So thus this type is appropriate. It's best to do the investigation this way. Would Your Holiness explain further the Bodhisattva's practice of the restraint of self-centeredness?
Lare. 다 란진징이 님이다야. 저지 들어봐. 란진징이 님이다.
The main thing is to reflect on the disadvantages of being self-centered.
다? 베랑은 텐데야나 중인데 데리고 타네. 지가다 샤샤야. 다 드주체 다 망고진이 미고 타야 요 말이. 다면 드주체가 타네. 베는 상도 동야 제나. 아니는 가는 좀 미즈다가 나로 미고 통 대야 그 진내줄도 다시 제비는. 다 란진징 뒤에 풍수 저지 차도와.
And one can reflect on the 12 members of dependent arising, as it was explained earlier. These are not factors that can be seen with the eye, but they can be seen with the mind. Then you can consider just ordinary events in the world situation today. If you reflect on them, you'll see that this type of ruination that the world is undergoing is due to self-cherishing.
The
type of self-cherishing and mess that one is in this lifetime is not just limited to this, it's one that one has been engaged in since beginningless time. And as Shantideva says in his Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life, you should consider what kind of a mess it is that self-cherishing has gotten you into and compare this to the marvelous qualities and wonderful state of Buddhahood which arises out of the cherishing of others. Compare these two and you'll easily see which is preferable. In Shantideva's book, he speaks at length about how to engage in combat with your own sense of self-cherishing. These stanzas are extremely helpful. How can I overcome defeat? There are many different levels of many different types of laziness. For instance, the laziness of procrastination or the laziness of having a sense of inferiority. When you have this sense of inferiority, it's helpful again to use Shantideva's reasoning that if even animals such as various bugs, bees, and so forth have the Buddha nature and are able, when encountering certain situations of practice and hearing of the teaching and so forth, to develop this into Buddhahood, then oneself also, obviously, with a human, this vastly potential human lifetime, is able to do at this point even that much more. Through this type of reflection, one can generate courage.
Of course,
And Nagarjuna, in his precious garland, speaks of the four measurelessnesses. These are immeasurable practices that, because of their nature, accumulate immeasurable merit, and through them, it can be seen that one can attain the measureless state of Buddhahood. This increases one's will. I have heard it said that one has to be born as a man to attain Buddhahood. Does this mean that a woman cannot attain nirvana in this present life? There are different presentations of this. In the lower vehicle, in the teaching of Vasubandhu in his Treasury of Knowledge, he speaks of a period of 100 aeons in the Bodhisattva, at the end of the Bodhisattva's career, during which the Bodhisattva is definite to go on to Buddhahood, and during that time the Bodhisattva is necessarily a male and becomes enlightened as a male. Then it seems that, it mostly seems that in the perfection vehicle in Sutra and in the three lower tantras, enlightenment is attained in the body of a male. But then there is the account that the great Dara attained Buddhahood in a lifetime as a female. And so she must have been a feminist, because it's said that she was thinking
the story like that.
There's a story that she thought, well, now all these people are attaining Buddhahood in the bodies of males, so I better do it in the body of a female.
Now that Lamig Lulia, Lamig Shun Shabina,
but then in highest yoga tantra, they speak of enlightenment even in one lifetime, and that enlightenment can be in the body of a male or the body of a female. It makes absolutely no difference. That's five questions.
Good. Now, last few days, we sit together, in this one room, one hall. I myself enjoy it very much. I think perhaps you also enjoy it. I hope, at least. Now, you see, for those religious practitioners, I'm sincere practitioner. Now, question is, when we are facing a problem or tragedy, that moment we need this spiritual help. So that is entirely depend on your own,
what you're familiar with.
Talk about it,
As Do Drupchen says, whether realization is produced depends upon the mode of your practice, depends on your practice. And whether you're able to sustain practice depends upon your effort. We always have to keep up effort. And there's no way that you can expect to gain, to achieve some big thing. It won't come quickly, easily.
So that's all. Thank you very much. That's what is in dedication to me.
And then at the end, there's a recitation of a dedication. The reason for this is that through these meetings, we have accumulated some virtuous karma. And that virtuous power that you've accumulated, that we've accumulated, needs to be dedicated. And it's also important to admire it, take pleasure in it. And within one needs to seal this dedication and admiration with the seal of an understanding of the emptiness of inherent existence.
Jabba